Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, welcome you to our next direct show, and I am your host, Ryan J, starting today's episode with a hell of a news I got for you guys. And so you guessed it, I just start driving a damn car. How impressive of me. Of course, I mean, for the longest time, I watched my dad doing it, my aunt doing it, maybe, perhaps, some other friends of mine also doing it in front of me, and they've been calling me a pussy for not trying it, but things are going well. I am actually doing it, and not only that, but it feels really good. It feels really good to be finally a grown-up, to actually be doing something in which maybe adults did. I mean, you always have these expectations of you doing something in which maybe your dad, your ancestors have done. And so for me personally, when I think of such things, it really keeps me like on edge. I don't know what I am doing. And so, like, my dad has achieved many great things, and he also failed at many things too. The thing is, I want to live up to those successes in which my dad had, and which I really want to live up to those. It is a kind of feeling I get every now and then, in which I really want to be motivated. I really want to push myself forward, push myself the extra mile so I would get what I am looking for. And so, you know what? I want to be all honest here. I am a really lazy guy, and so I fuck up many times. I really do fuck up. And so I can do much better right now. I can be just miles better than what I already am doing. I can participate in many things. I can go out with many people. I can socialize more. I can be the real, the purest version of me possible. The thing is, at times I feel as if there is this barrier in front of me, which is invisible, of course. You can't see it. And I am trying to push myself forward, but this barrier right in front of me, which is invisible, I cannot really cross. I cannot really cross from this point forward, as if one step is enough to kill me. And it's not real, of course. It is all part of my imagination and crazy mind I got. The thing is, I really do want to be better. And a document I recently read about motivation is that it is not actually real, perhaps. I mean, it is something you get every now and then, and you do things based on that motivation you got. But it is not really real. It is only a part of what I did. It is only a part of what makes up for the whole package. Like, you want to be successful. You want to do something right. You want to do it. And there's no one stopping you. It's only you. A battle against yourself. A battle against the real you. Is the real you the one, the lazy one, the unhinged kind of maniac who always shits in his room and complains about everyone doing better than him? Or the real you is the one who keeps on doing what is right, even though he has no motivation, even though he can do better, even though he does not know what is best for him? He does the thing in which is really impressive, and which is the only thing I can really admire from the bottom of my heart, and which is crazy to me. How some people can do this without motivation. How some people do things and they force themselves to do it. I mean, they do not have to do it. Of course, obviously, I don't have to go to the gym because I am lean enough. My body is not perfect, but I am just good enough, and nobody's gonna look at my body anyway, so I can just say fuck it. But the thing is, I do not want to. Yeah. And so you get it, guys. It's a feeling in which is really insane to me. Anytime I think of this one feeling I get from my parents, from the social environment I am in, from whether or not I feel as if I want to do something, as if I want to really go this extra mile, whether or not I really want to, in which, of course, I want. This is the only way I got, whether or not this is the real me. And I want to keep on doing it. I want to keep on track with the things I am doing during the weekend. During the weekend, I am doing a bunch of things. Some daily one or two things that I am doing that really improves me as a person, that improves my overall skills and whether or not I can adapt to the certain situation that I am in, whether or not I can really adapt to it. I'm testing myself, testing my limitations. Do I really want this? And so the answer is yes, of course, yeah. And there's this one thing in which I thought of a few days back, in which is the social environment and the place you're already living in, people surrounding you, and people even in the streets, the buildings, the religion, you know, the culture of your city, your country. It really matters. It really matters, and it does affect you. I am in the most depressed city in the whole world. Maybe not the most, but it is really a depressed city. And everyone else in it, they're all like slaves to each other. The rich rule and the poor are lost, and they are in total misery for the rest of their lives, and they would die with this feeling, with this idea in mind, in which they are a big failure. And so it is really not a place to be in, because obviously in my bank account I do not have even a dollar. God damn it. But you know, I get it. In my bank account I do not even have a dollar, and I am about 20 years old already. I would be 20, but you know, just like I already assume as if I am 20, so it doesn't really matter, because I would eventually be 20. It's as if I say, okay, I eventually would be 46, and I would be 46 if I can live to that point. And so the thing is, yeah, I do really think that the social environment that you're in does really affect you. It does really make you a better person, or it can completely ruin your life and it can ruin you. Me personally, I have a really hard time with actually doing things, whether or not I am really doing it or whether or not I am not doing it. Because I want to do it in a way. I want to, of course, do it. I want to do it. But the feeling is as if, oh my God, I am really tired. Everything sucks. This life sucks. These people suck as fuck. These people are worthless piece of shit. And I hate every piece of them. I hate every cell in their body. And so me thinking that, it is crazy. Of course, it is unhinged. And me saying that, it really feels as if I am saying it in the bottom of my heart. And of course, a part of me does really feel that way. Because of course, I am in the city. Of course, I am living among these people. Of course, I am here for almost all my life. And I feel as if I am left behind. Even though this is my own life and I have to create my own journey. Who knows, maybe a year from now, my life would completely be changed. Not even a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years, and five, and six, and seven, and so on. My life would eventually be what I want it to be. But first, I have to make the work towards it. Like the example I came up with a few episodes back, with me saying, if you want to be a writer, then you have to only start it. Then you have to start writing whatever bullshit that comes into your mind, whatever brainstorm, or as some writers call it, vomit. Brainstorming or vomit, brain vomit, whatever. You know it. You know what I mean. And so these are the things that really keeps you motivated. I mean, you actually doing the good work. I mean, if you have done it today, then you can do it tomorrow. You can do it 2 days from now, and you can do it so on and keep on doing it every day. It would be a routine thing. And the podcast thing, which I am making and creating and maybe sending it to some other people every now and then. And you know, this podcast is the thing that in which is a routine for me. Nowadays, I can't really neglect it. And even if I do, I would feel really bad about myself, because I would say some people out there, they're really waiting for this one episode. They might want to hear it. They might be motivated from what they hear from me. And this podcast thing, it is a really small and simple thing. With a press of a button, I am just recording whatever I have and small edit. By the end and on the beginning, one of my friends, a shout out to him again, and he does the work. Life is by itself. It is not motivating. It is really depressing, and at times it is really crucial not to lose faith into yourself. Because the only thing you can never, ever let go of is this faith of yourself. You believing you can achieve things. You believing you can live the rest of your life in harmony, in peace, and with peace in mind. This is the most important one, my friend. And the thing is, me personally, I might have some complications here and there. I might have some arguments. I might have some difficulties in my life. I might have everything not figured out. And it is not figured out. Of course not. I am still a damn nobody who tries to make content out of nothing. But he still does feel really good with what he is doing. It might be real small, of course. It might not have a big backlash with people all surrounding the world with different cultures. Even though I would love to create a community with me and them just talking, and so they would hear my voice and my opinion be shared with the rest of the world. This is the final thing. This is the final step. And I would love to see myself one day be on the top of the list of the best podcasters ever. I would love that to be true. And I would keep on doing it. Of course, podcast is my thing. I love it. And I would keep on doing it. And of course, other platforms such as YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram or whatever. I would love to be in them too. One day, my time will come. Or maybe it is already the time that I need to just do it. Who knows? You call it. You call for the right time. As the title of one of my oldest episodes yet. You call for it. You call for the right time. You call whether or not you want to do something. Like for me, perhaps, for now, for the time being, I say that I do not have any creative vision of what I want to do. I don't know whether or not I should be doing something silly, or should I make it serious and damn logical. I do not know anything. I do not know a single thing, but I still keep on moving forward. And the thing is, many of us are trapped in this one cycle between us and knowing, the all-knowing, God, the all-knowing, in which there is no all-knowing. We are all humans, and we're all flawed to the very core of our system. This system, this body, this brain, this heart, it's all flawed. It's all flawed. There's nothing perfect about it. We're made out of flesh and blood, and it would rot in the ground. And so for me personally, I do really think that you just gotta make it what you want. Like, this creative vision can be anything you want it to be. And of course, anything I want it to be. I might want to make and create the best of the best content with the best of the quality from the head start. But it would not be the case, because every YouTuber has started from somewhere. Mr. Beast, look at him. He's just like the best of the best. PewDiePie, of course, he's one of the best. Markiplier, oh my God, I love this guy. He's my all-time favorite YouTuber. Oh my God, this guy is silly as fuck. And he makes the creates the best content with the most serious voice ever. And he is charming and sexy as well. This doesn't make me gay, right? I mean, of course not. No, it doesn't. And so, guys, yeah, these been the few days, the few weeks, what I've been doing and what I had in mind. And of course, I've been also practicing writing again for my IELTS exam, in which I want to participate in, so I can maybe, just maybe, if I can do it, I would move out of this country. I would make my first step towards a better life. I would create my own story, my own journey. I would do it. And hopefully I can do it by these years, by the time I am 21, by the time I am 22. And I would still not lose faith in myself. And me not going to the military service, in which is a great thing, because if I had to go, then a few of my years would have been wasted, and I would completely lose it after I get out of there. Like, it's a shithole in here, guys. I mean, military service is already tough enough in every country. And it is restrictions everywhere, of course. And I get it, to be a man, to be a real man for it. I don't believe in that shit. If you want to be a real man, you got to figure it out yourself. You got to be your own man. You should not be the kind of man everybody tells you to be. Of course, I am a man, but I don't know how to start a car. At times I do forget. And of course, I don't know how to bring up the tools and to fix it at times when it's just not working in the midway. And it is completely normal. I am not an engineer, of course. I know nothing about a car, and I am just recently learning how to drive a car and to get my license so I can have it for the rest of my life. And so I will learn how to do it. If something, complications, difficulties has happened, then I would know all the things necessary to start a car and to do my own thing. How incredible of an experience that is. I mean, of course, you know, first, when I started driving this damn fucking car, it is the worst car ever, but who cares? Just driving it matters, and so it was really sweet to my teeth. It was really sweet, not gonna lie. The feeling of driving a car for the first time and you knowing you have done the first thing you have accomplished this one thing, it's the best feeling in the world. And of course, it's a long way. It's a long way from me getting the license. Who knows? I might just fail the exam. You know, I never been good at examinations. I never been good at school and anything of these sorts. I always been this kind of kid who just had this artistic vision, who just wanted to do something right, and this was enough for him to know he can do it and he can advance it to the next level. He can develop it to the next level. He can just go on further and further on. And the guy next to me who is telling me what to do, well, he is kind of mad at me because I do not get it at times. It's really funny, especially his face when he is disappointed. Oh my god, this guy, he's an idiot. It's really funny. It's sarcastic in a way. I don't know what to say. He is like, his humor is on point, in which I really adore the most. And if life keeps on going, life goes on. And of course, I had a friend which I had a crush on for some time, which she said, "You know what, Aryan, I would not wanna be around you anymore." And I was like, "All right." I was like, "All right." As the relationships end, and with them come the better ones, the most valuable, the most vulnerable, the most human. They would come, and you have to just grab them. You have to grasp them. You have to get them. You have to receive them. You have to deserve them. And so at these times, these people are the most valuable to you. These are the values of your own life, of your own personal life, of you, whether or not you're making the best decision for yourself. You come first. As always, and as always, I am telling you guys, think of yourself before everyone else, because you are the most important. And of course, self-development and self-improvement is the way of getting anyone. Everyone would be like a simp for you whenever you're just the best of the best. Whether or not you're doing something good by yourself or by everyone else around you, then everyone would always adore you. This is the thing, and yeah, of course, it is sad. Who does want to be this person? Who does want to stay this person? I mean, of course, some people really like them, in which they gave them rights to feel and to want that, such things. But I do think if somebody wants to stay with you, then they want you for who you are, for all the bad, for all the good, for all the things combined. Not only because you're the best of the best, no, because also you're the worst of the worst by yourself. You are the best of yourself and you're the worst of yourself. We have this yin and yang, you know, these two sides of you clashing to each other, and the winner should be, it most of the times it should be like the good side, and the bad side at times it has to win in order to make you appreciate it, in order to make you feel worthy, in order to make you feel as if you can reach the top and the top of the mountains. You have to have both of them, and they are both necessary steps towards making a better life for yourself. And me personally, life is going great. I have a girl in which I really like. I have a life in which I really want to keep on moving with. And I have all these different feelings in which I am slowly but surely making the best out of them. I am a simple guy, and I want to make the best out of my life as possible. And I want to make you guys feel comfortable sharing it with me. Because the whole point of this podcast is not just me. It is us creating something with ourselves. It is something in which we can share and learn something about. I love to have this community. Man, I am just waiting for it. I am just waiting for it every day. And one day, I believe it would come out of nowhere. I get it. It would be the right time. And I would, of course, love it. And so, guys, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure. And me sharing this one podcast with you, this one episode of a podcast with you, it is great. And I couldn't really not do it for this weekend because I was like, no way I would not publish this one. I would be so mad at myself and I would not be happy with the things I've been doing. And so, one thing for sure and one thing for certain, I really want to keep on with this schedule I got. I do not really want to let it go. I do not want to just throw it away and say, you know what, I would do it whenever I feel comfortable. Because this is the thing which I talked about, the motivation. It does not exist. It is a something which in order to be the best of yourself, you have to do it. And you gotta do it every day. Does not matter how many views. Doesn't matter how many people hear it. Doesn't matter if whether or not somebody wants to hear it. You do it because you do it. And so this is the thing. This is the best advice. This is the best piece of advice I got for you guys. Fuck motivation. Fuck whether or not you feel anything. Just do it. You have something to do. Do it because you do it for yourself. You do it for your own sake. And you love yourself the most. You're the most valuable, the most lovable, the most amazing creature who has ever stepped foot on Earth, on planet Earth. Indeed, I am a crazy son of a gun. And so, guys, thank you so much for hearing today's episode. And as always, till the next time, see ya.